Bibles tonight, and we'll stay standing for the reading of the Word of God. If we can open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. And this passage is entitled, Jesus Cleanses 10 Lepers. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Amen. You may be seated, church. Brothers and sisters, it's always a joy to come before you tonight and just to express and to talk about in these next few moments about a passage that the Lord has impressed on my heart in these past few days, in this past week. And, you know, it's just so interesting how we're talking about gratitude and thanksgiving. And Bogdan was talking about that earlier today, because I kind of want to talk about something in the same theme, something in the same line. And, you know, it's not too far-fetched in the month of November to talk about Thanksgiving because, well, we're celebrating Thanksgiving in just a couple of weeks. But I want to take a few moments here tonight to just talk about this story. And the profound things about this story, talking about Thanksgiving and how giving thanks is honoring to God. A life of thanksgiving is honoring to God. We saw here in this passage how one of the lepers that was healed turned back to give thanks to Jesus and fell at Jesus' feet. Now, why does this matter to us? Why is Thanksgiving and being thankful to the Lord so important to us here today? Well, I want to submit to you and I want to say that, you know, the root of every other sin, no matter how bad it is, the root of every other sin is found in two places. It's found in the refusal to honor God, but it's also ingratitude towards God, not being thankful. You know, in Romans chapter 1, we see how Paul talks about the wrath of God against sinners who refuse to believe in God despite all the times and all the things the Lord has done, all the times the Lord has revealed himself to the world and to sinners. Romans 1:21 says this, for although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. So you can see that failure to be grateful to the Lord for the things that he's done for us is the root, or can be the root, of sin. Our worst sin, the most evil sin you can think of, at that root is a failure to honor God and a failure to be thankful to God for what he's done for us. Now, as believers, our spiritual state, not as believers, but before we came to know Jesus, our spiritual state, we are all lepers from a spiritual perspective. We've all been afflicted with this disease of sin, a disease that gnaws away, that chews away at our very identity, just like leprosy did. It chews away at who we are. Sin makes us unclean, but we all need a touch from our master. And when the master touches us, when the master reaches out and says, you are clean, when the master brings healing, we are radically transformed and we should respond with giving thanks to God. Earlier this week at prayer on Thursday, I shared from a passage from Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 32. And it says so beautifully here, and I want to highlight that again today, but it says, the Lord speaking, for I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord. So turn and live. Church, let's turn and let's live. Haideți să avem îndrăzneala să mergem în fața Domnului and to say, Lord, heal me. But on top of that, to come before the Lord and come back and say, Lord, thank you. Because you see, thanksgiving is expressive. When we see the story that we just read, it's a very loud and a very busy story. So, first of all, we have these 10 lepers that are standing at a distance. And Jesus comes in the city, and they're standing pretty far away because, as you know, these lepers were outcasts of society. They weren't allowed to be close to other people. They were standing far off. The only community that they had was each other. And we see 10 lepers shouting and raising their voices, the Bible says, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy. Then Jesus heals them. And I want you to imagine what that moment was like for those lepers when Jesus says, go to the priest. I would imagine that those lepers just picked up their robes, maybe started walking, maybe some of them started running. And with every step that they took, maybe a finger started to not become white, started to have normal coloring. Maybe the sores on their body started miraculously, you know, healing. Because the Bible says as they went on their way, they didn't show themselves to the priests yet. Imagine yourself, these lepers running and saying, oh my goodness, all of these things are happening. All of these things are happening. There's excitement. It's boiling up inside of them. We're going to be healed. We're going to be healed. And as they turn back, as that one leper turns back, the Bible says that he didn't hold back very much. The Bible says that he turned back and praised God with a loud voice. You see, thanksgiving is expressive. Thanksgiving is loud. We ought to be more expressive in our thanksgiving, church. You know, if someone does something nice for us, if, for example, my wife, Michelle, makes this amazing soup and we sit down and we just have a nice dinner and an amazing soup, how do I show my thanksgiving towards her, right? Do I just stand and just look at her and just nod and say, good luck, someone said. But see, thanksgiving requires action. It requires expression. It requires me to say thank you so much. It requires me, on top of that, to do other things, to show my thanksgiving in a deeper and more powerful way. You see, the Lord wants that from us too. It's not enough for us to come to church and to just, you know, stay passively and listen and go along our own way and just think about my gratitude to the Lord. We need to really express it. We need to pray. We need to praise. We need to lift up our hands and say again and again, God, thank you. How can I show my gratitude and my thanks? That's what God wants from us. Because that one leper didn't hold back his praise. And the same way that we aren't supposed to hold back our praise to the Lord, we ought not to hold back our thanksgiving from one another too. Now, I think we all can work a little bit more on being thankful and showing thanksgiving to one another, to our brothers, to our sisters, to our spouses, to our kids, to our friends, to our coworkers. And I want to challenge you all here tonight that let's not just be expressive in our thanksgiving to the Lord, but let's make it a culture to thank and honor one another too. Especially, you know, now in this month of November as we're approaching Thanksgiving, but that should be something that we should do all the time in our lives and not just now. Because we can't express thanksgiving silently. You know, showing thanksgiving and expressing thanksgiving to one another is to love one another. Bogdan read so beautifully from John chapter 15 that Jesus was saying, I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. John 15, just a few verses, verse 12, a few verses before that, Jesus says, this is my commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. But you see, giving thanks is part of doing good for one another, and it's a love that's practical. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 15, starting verse 15 says this. 1 Thessalonians 5, 15, see that no one repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Verse 16, rejoice always. Verse 17, that's a very short, very beautiful verse. That it's so much packed into that. But verse 17, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances. Let's make it a habit and a spiritual discipline to give thanks. In addition to thanksgiving being expressive, thanksgiving to the Lord needs to come out of relationship to the Lord and not a religious rite that we do to the Lord. You know, a lot of times, and I'm guilty of this too, when something good or something, you know, convenient happens, we say, or I say, oh, thank God I wasn't late to church today. Thank God I wasn't late to practice because there was traffic. And it's almost like we give thanks to God sometimes as like a religious thing that we have to give thanks to the Lord, so we just ought to, and you know, we lose that sense, we lose that flicker, we lose that core. But one of my questions for you tonight is, do we thank God from a religious posture, from a posture of I have to, or do we thank God from a posture of relationship with him? You see, Jesus healed all 10 of the lepers, but only one of them wanted a relationship with the master. We don't know what happened to the other 9, but one of them turned back and said, I need to go back to the master. All 10 of the lepers obeyed Jesus, because Jesus just told them to go to the priest and you'll be cleaned, right? All 10 of the lepers were healed, assuming they obeyed what Jesus told them to do. But only one of them wanted relationship with Jesus. The difference in wanting a relationship with Jesus, the difference is that only one of the lepers knew that he was unworthy to receive what Jesus gave him. He understood that it wasn't the ritual or the religion that healed him, but it was the personhood of Jesus, and he wanted to be close to the person of Jesus. And I thought to myself, I'm speaking to myself first, but aren't we sometimes the same way? We're so good at obeying sometimes, I mean, some of us, so good at obeying the word of God, obeying what it says. We don't steal, we don't lie, we don't do all of these things, but we get healed from our sin, but then we kind of forget, and we realize, we forget that we're unworthy to receive what Jesus did for us. That through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, we receive life and life abundantly. God is looking for a thankful heart, but a heart that's rooted in relationship and not a religious rite or sacrament, but out of a genuine wanting and yearning to know God, to see God, to fall at his feet, to worship him, to give thanks, to give praise, to be expressive in their thanksgiving. And as we seek a relationship with Jesus, as thanksgiving and a heart of thanksgiving changes us, and we begin to seek a relationship with Jesus, you see that thanksgiving brings us close to Jesus. Thanksgiving brought one leper to Jesus' feet. You see, mercy can get us healed, and the Lord's mercy is what heals us. But thanksgiving can make us whole. The Bible says in verse 19, and he, Jesus, said to him, the leper, rise and go your way, for your faith has made you well. I love the King James, how it says that it didn't just make him well, it made him whole. In Jesus, we are made whole. When we approach Jesus and we're at Jesus' feet, he doesn't just heal us of our spiritual condition. He doesn't just heal us of all of the things, all of our oppressions, but he makes us whole. Choosing thanksgiving doesn't just make us well, it makes us whole. So one of my other questions for us tonight is, do we have an attitude of gratitude? It's sort of a cheesy saying, and I know that many of you have heard this, but it rings so clear for us today too. Do we have an attitude of giving thanks to God? Because when we thank God, we're not just showing that we're satisfied with the gift that God's given us, but we show that we love the person who gives us the gifts, and that's Jesus. Choosing thanksgiving makes us well and makes us whole. You know, like the lepers, church, we were far off from God. We were standing at a distance. We were isolated. We were in darkness. We were afflicted with a deadly disease because the wages of sin is death. We were not able to approach the holiness of God. We weren't even to get into the vicinity, in the places, in the cities, in the places where they were. But one touch from Jesus, one word from Jesus, one awesome, amazing, powerful sacrifice on the cross, when he says, it is finished, it is done, can bring us close to God and brings us close to his feet. And after we are healed and we become healed, we can boldly, yet humbly, like that leper, come to the feet of Jesus and say, thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I want to encourage you. And I want to motivate you. Let's be like that leper, like that 1 out of 10. Let's be expressive in our thanksgiving to the Lord. Let's be expressive in our thanksgiving to the Lord and to one another so that we love each other. By this you will know that you are my disciples, by how you love one another. We need to realize that thanksgiving should be born out of a relationship and not a religious thing. Let's seek a relationship with Jesus. Because when we seek a relationship with Jesus, Jesus brings us close. And that's when we can go at his feet. And that's when he can speak to us. That's when he can transform us. That's where he can heal us. And Jesus doesn't only just make us well. Jesus tonight can make you whole. 10 out of 10, Jesus will make you whole. May the Lord help us. May the Lord be with us. And may the Lord teach us what it means to be thankful to the Lord and be thankful for what he's done for us. Amen.